You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. We are coming off a Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday. Some may also call it Good Friday. It's been a very wet and sunny weekend for us. And hopefully people have had an opportunity to enjoy their time off, because a lot of people were off on Friday. And most people are probably spending their day now recouping from maybe a long weekend. And I was so excited to look at my talking points and seeing what show was scheduled up for today as our segment. We're on actually number 15 of your my motivational tips of how to supercharge your 2024. And we are on topic number 15. And the irony of the alignment of it and the commemorative for those who, like I said, may celebrate Easter, it kind of coincides very nicely. And it walks us right into a great opportunity to have a strong April, because we are now springing forward into April. We are already a quarter of the year gone, guys. That's just how quickly things are moving. And because of that, it's important that sometimes we learn to cherish each moment, which is my subject matter today. So ironically, the timing of this segment and the alignment of this message, I think it just hits home. And it will allow us to have some very good dialogue for a few minutes in reflection of how important it is to capture and take advantage of the time that's given. And I'm going to tell you guys, I tell you these things and I'm not just talking to you or speaking at you. I'm speaking. It's like me having this conversation with you. And a lot of it rolls in my direction. And from my own direction and reflection, I speak on it. So it hopefully allows me to align with some things that may coincide with your life at this point or in the time that you're listening to the subject matter of this content. And it can just give you something more. That's the whole purpose of it, right? And for those of you who have been following our week to week, and if you haven't, my suggestion is to just choose any subject matter. It doesn't matter if you're going in a certain order, but we've already had 14 other components prior to today's message. And so I'm so grateful to be able to keep this this energy going. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. Santa Center, Temecula Valley areas and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet, or crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951 480-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
I don't know where all my music lovers are, but it's so funny, as I was getting ready to speak on the compartmented messages about cherish the moment, I actually had a reflective moment of Sade, and I was like, cherish the day. It won't go astray. So for those of you who do not know who Sade is, it is my deepest suggestion that you try looking up that song and just starting there, and then you get back to me and let me know what you think. But I do not want to digress, because this is some good stuff, and I want to just continue to keep on path and just give you something that I feel has resonated significantly over the last few years. If you have not been one to really be conscious of time, I think that the onset of COVID, which was now for us, we're looking at 4 years since the world encountered that, and we've lost so many people. And it just seems that the mortality rate is increasing across all age groups. And it's not about people being sick, because it's just been unraveling how people have been passing without real substance of suffering or sickness or deep illnesses. So this is something that I think that we all can measurably understand, that we're all born to die at some point. And, you know, it is the hope that we will age and have a longevity of life, but that is not equally promised. So with that being said, we have to cherish the moment. And I just got to make a quick statement to you guys. It's so ironic. Last week I was doing my content and I wanted to be out in nature. So I was out. Just had my feet on the ground. I was feeding the ground in the grass and grounding myself and talking to you. And this hummingbird came all the way in front of me and it was literally kind of just roping itself around me. And I was so caught off guard that I wasn't prepared. I couldn't grab my phone quick enough to try to capture the essence. And then today, I'm looking out at the water. I'm looking at the clouds and this great sky, and there's the sun peeping through. It's just such a pretty place and moment right now. And ironically, a hummingbird came again in front of me. Even though it's outside and I'm inside, I saw it, you know, it literally was flying past and then it stopped and suspended itself. You know how hummingbirds do. And then it diverted back the way it came, and is in a palm tree. So, guys, I don't know. I'm going to have to really look up the hummingbird. And if there's some good juju omen here, some good juju omens, I'm here for it. I'm so appreciative that I've even been able to have enough of a slowdown to even pay attention, which is also some ironic part about cherishing the moment. Sometimes things are happening right in front of you and you miss them because you're so busy doing other things. And I know for me, I've had to learn to slow down for myself and for people around me who are maybe, you know, wanting my attention, whether it's even on a phone call. It's so easy to get distracted. And we're in a world that people's attention spans are so short and so limited, and people don't want to be bothered the same. It's just a different type of way of interaction. And so that being said, it's easy to not, you know, see little things. Things that can really have such a positive impact on you or your life or someone else's. And my first talking point, which I'm just now getting to, and I'm going to get through these pretty quickly because I like to stay on path with our timing. The one thing that I think is always important is to feel the fullest joy at the moment of your thoughts, because that's how you can kind of find joy. You have to really recognize the emotion and then relish in it. And that's how joy presents itself in a way. Isn't that cool? And because of that, it takes me right to my second topic, talking point of that, being present. And one of the things that I fully believe in, and I think you'll recognize that if you ever saw my logo, a smile. Being present and smiling. Sometimes we can be present and our faces are rounded up and we're looking all crazy and we're spaced out. So sometimes we can physically be in a space, but we're not mentally there. You can literally be in a room full of people and not even present. And that in itself will deny you of things. And you'll wonder why. Like a conversation may be going, and then there's a reflection of what took place during that time period, which you may have been there, and you're like, I don't remember that. Yeah, well, because you was checked out. You also have to listen for your voice's joy. I thought this was a cool moment when it came to me, to listen to your voice's joy. Like, how do you do that? You know what? Prime example. I'm going to tell you something. Start recording yourself. And if you record, you know, our phones have everything in them now. So you probably have a voice memo, something like that on your phone, a voice recorder. I can tell you from just my own existence of my radio content, especially on this show, I can hear the pace, the peace, the calmness, the focus aspect of my voice. Even as I'm talking to you right now, I can hear it. And I can hear the other offset of joy in my presence of my voice. And that in itself is being aware of yourself. And I think that that's probably what also is a part of the component of cherishing the moment, is because you're becoming more aware. And your awareness is what allows you to be present. And your presence allows you to be gifted. And your gift is just unsurmountable, because those who are not here in the physical are not given the same gift. You guys with me? So see yourself in peace and what's peaceful to you. See yourself in peace. And what I mean by that is maybe, and this is probably going to be a thought process where you're going to have to reflect on something in the past, but maybe think about something where you felt very, very, very peaceful. It could be resting, could be sleeping, you could be vacationing, you could be at work. It could have been a time you were at home listening to some meditation, or maybe your wind chimes, if you have wind chimes, or things of that nature in your presence. Or for me, I love burning incense. I have a favorite incense that I burn constantly and consistently. And it's so funny that most people that have an opportunity to be in the realm of the incense, it captures their attention, and there's this calmness that resides. And for me, a lot of times I use it to cleanse the space and the air, or if I just want to feel settled, because it just gives me that kind of effect. And that in itself is a reflect, like sometimes even things in your senses, like your eyesight, your mind, your mind's eye of memory, your senses of your smell, touch, things like that, you know, can maybe create peace for you. So it allows you to be able to reflect on something that maybe brings you peace. And then you can feel the essence of peace kind of just surround you. And sometimes you just have to put yourself in that thought to create the peace. And the best part about that is when you're interacting with others, you need to listen, you need to notice them, and you need to see them. So this kind of spins around to what I first said in some parts of this, where if you're amongst a group of people, you're amongst friends, family, or maybe even your coworkers, because sometimes, you know, let's not lie, people have people they work with and they may not be the best. You know, it's not a popularity contest. That's not what you're there for. But if you are fortunate enough to have people that you work with that you actually can enjoy being around, you'll find yourself noticing, listening to them, and you'll see them. And I guarantee your productivity, your teamwork, your camaraderie is probably a lot healthier than somebody you don't like. And if you're not, you know, a fan of that person, then most times you'll tune them out. You may not give them eye contact. You definitely don't want to be in the space that they're in. And it plays out in your language of your body, your actions, your voice, your attitude. And so, guys, overall, the best thing to do is to reflectively find ways to cherish the moments, because I promise you, just as quick as they come, they go. And it's so many things that you can build upon in those moments and take opportunities to, you know, pace yourself and pace your life. Because I can remember feeling, I remember sometime years ago feeling like there were certain things I didn't remember in conversation, and then I realized I was working through them. So I wasn't participant. I wasn't present. I wasn't a part. But also, guys, this goes in reverse, too. So don't always think that you have to be the person to go to someone or something. But also recognize that the people in your presence should also be reciprocating the same and making sure they're cherishing the moments with you, too. Thank you, guys, for listening. Peace. Mark Gregory presents the 5th Annual White Parley Silent Auction and Fundraiser benefiting the Pearlie Mae Foundation Saturday, April 27th, 2024 in Decatur at 4522 Flash Hills Parkway. So all my Atlanteans, you guys love a party, you love a cause. So come out and support this organization that is really working hard to support and create assistance to students with educational needs. They have gone all out. This is going to be a spectacular event. General admission donation is $65. You have an open bar. You have food. You also have the ability to give reserved seating for $100 ticket donation. So any of those things that you have a question about, you want to look up on Eventbrite, Mark Gregory event, 5th Annual White Party. This is going to be something spectacular that people will be talking about at the Community Achievement Center. If you want to get a VIP reservation for a group, make sure you do that now while the seating is still available. There is an amazing lineup of entertainment, DJ music, you'll have comedy, you'll have some gospel artists, dynamic bartenders, photography during the day of the event, catered food. So the whole shebang is waiting for you to participate. Get your tickets now and make sure to let them know you heard it on Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of Jane H. Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Loudmouth Radio Network.